Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Brandon Kravitz back here with today's Fantasy Bites podcast. All the latest fantasy headlines you need in 5 minutes or less every single day. And you can check out all the latest, stay up to date all throughout the course of the day, rotowire.com and rotowire.com/pod. We had a scary situation play out yesterday in spring training. Terrible timing, too, with the regular season starting up in a week. The Phillies will be in search of a new first baseman. Routine choppered on the first base line. Got Reese Hoskins all twisted up. He fell to the ground, and EMTs had to come out to help him off the field. MRI results later confirmed that he did indeed tear his ACL. Hoskins will undergo surgery to repair his knee, and the Phillies will now be without their slugging first baseman for most, if not all, of the 2023 season. Alec Bohm will likely shift over to the primary first baseman position for the year. Unless they make a desperate move in the trade market, they are going all in this year. Remember, the Phillies spent $300 million to bring in Trey Turner. Astros pitcher Kyle Tucker sprained his right ankle last weekend during Team USA's win over Venezuela in the World Baseball Classic. The injury isn't considered serious, and he has returned to Astros training camp without a limp. Great sign, and he's expected to be ready to go for opening day. ESPN's lead reporter for the NFL, Adam Schefter, is reporting that Ezekiel Elliott has narrowed his field of suitors. The running back has preferred destinations down to the Philadelphia Eagles, New York Jets, and Cincinnati Bengals. This past season with Dallas, Elliott ran for a career-low 876 rushing yards on 231 carries, but he did score 12 touchdowns in 15 games. You have to think that his most advantageous landing spot of the three as it pertains to fantasy would be Philadelphia, running behind what is probably the best offensive line in football. A fractured ankle limited 29-year-old Jamison Crowder to just 4 regular season games with the Bills in 2022, during which time he recorded just 6 catches for 60 yards. He's now signed with the New York Giants in an effort to rehab his career, and that wide receiving corps needs all the help that it can get, so he might actually see some run there. In the NBA, great sign for the Lakers as they continue to make their push towards an official play-in berth. LeBron James with a foot injury has resumed on-court activity and what they are calling gradual movement program is what they're calling it. I've never heard of this before. But the Lakers announced that he remains without an official timeline for a return to action. Just 9 games left for the Lakers. They're currently in a 3-team tie for that play-in spot in the West. Schedule seems light, so they might just ease LeBron back into action. Couple of other quick notes in the NBA. Damian Lillard is listed as probable tonight. DeAndre Ayton of the Suns is expected to miss the whole weekend for Phoenix with a hip injury, and Joel Embiid is officially listed as questionable for tonight's game against the Warriors. Let's get you a betting pick for tonight. Use the Caesars Sportsbook promo code ROTO15. Earn a first bet offer up to $1,500. Let's look the way of college basketball yet again tonight. More Sweet 16 matchups. I like the Aztecs of San Diego State. This team is tough. Fundamentally sound defensively. These are grindhouse teams like San Diego State. They're tough to blow out at this stage in the tournament. So as long as Alabama doesn't go absolutely unconscious from the field in this one, San Diego State should be able to cover that big number at 7.5. For everything fantasy sports, get yourself a free trial at rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, that's rotowire.com/pod.